management. This is the discipline. You have to understand the time of the game, what's going on, where you are. So our forward in that situation tried to beat Dominic Schein at our blue line, at our, you know, defensive blue line, and Schein strips him. And for some reason, our defensemen are so far up in the play, like almost even with Luch, that as he gets stripped, we don't really have a last man back. You know, we cut him off a little bit. We got back so he couldn't come across the net, but he had a lot of room to go in on Angus from the side, and basically he just sort of fakes a shot, takes one step towards the goal line, and puts it between Angus's leg. I'm not really overly thrilled with the goal, just from the time we got stripped, to our defenseman being out of position, to, you know, the goaltender. He had really no room to cut across the net. You should know what he's going to try to do there and whatnot. But he's a big time player. He knows how to score goals, and you can see why.
I did find the goal.
Puck goes down low for Roy. He'll move it around quickly, and bringing it up now will be Lucchini. Jake Lucchini poked away from him. Dominic Schein coming down. He'll shoot, fakes, and scores! Oh, what a play by Dominic Schein. Again, the Wildcats scoring in the last minute of the period. Huskies get a power play, though, trying to tie it up right now. Scores! Mark off with a point shot, and I think it's Gavin Gould might have got a piece of that one, and just like that, we're all tied up.
Well, big goal to follow that up, Coach, in that same last minute there with that power play draw win.
Well, and that's big. That's big time, and that's what you want to do. They took a bad penalty. I'm sure Coach Kyle wasn't happy with the penalty, and I haven't been with some either, and it happens right on the faceoff. We get an opportunity right off the faceoff in the zone to start the power play. We win the faceoff, and this is one of the great changes that we've made in college hockey. That this happened a couple of years ago, where every power play starts with a faceoff in your offensive zone, and this is why faceoffs are so important. We win the draw, we get it to the point, a little D to D one time, and Gavin gets in the net and gets a redirection and a big goal. I mean, great bounce back goal, and that's what I like about this team. They bounce back in so many different ways and at so many different times this year, and they were able to bounce back quickly from the goal we gave up to make it a 20-minute hockey game.
So we go to the third period after outshooting them 14-5, 15-9. We go to the third period. We outshoot them 12-8 for a final of 41-22. But they get the go at what turns out to be the game-winning goal. And this comes at the 4:05 mark. Sooth from Ballou and Hansen.
That's a very brief lead. Here's a centering pass by the Wildcats. Back to the point, Mashmeyer. Mashmeyer over for Dominic Schein. Backhands it down low. Huskies controlling, they're working well defensively, but cannot get the puck. Shot from the point, they score! Sooth, I don't know if he got a piece of it or not, but Craighead from this point shot it through, and that's the second one like that. That is just kind of a C&I shot, and I think Sooth did get a piece of it in front.
Looks like it was redirected.
Yeah, it was. They gave Sooth credit for the goal, but I didn't like the shot getting through. It's just a simple wrist shot, and we've got to block those shots. I mean, we've got to make up our mind. I mean, it's a wrist shot. The guys, it's not an Al McGinnis slap shot into your shin pads or something, Dirk. And for people who don't know Al McGinnis, I think he won the hardest shot competition a couple times at the All-Star game. He had a rocket, and I don't blame people for not wanting to block his shot, but this is Darren Craighead. Nothing against you, Darren. I mean, you're having a heck of a year, and good for you. But, you know, he doesn't have Al McGinnis's shot, and here he, you know, we don't want to get in front of that. Or it's not that we don't get in the right position, and you got to do those little things. That finds its way to the net. I wouldn't even say it's a scoring opportunity, and it ends up in our net. And we had a couple of those in this game, and it's not acceptable, Dirk. If you're going to win, if you're going to keep advancing, you're going to have to sacrifice your body in a lot of different ways and do those things. And we have to make up our mind to do that. And I think that's frustrating, to coach. It's not X's and O's and all this other stuff. It's just a simple, small thing that you should learn when you're 10 years old. And, you know, darn it, in your senior league or your whatever you call whatever you're playing in, the team that's going to win the championship in your league is going to do those. They're going to block those shots. Mm-hmm. And some 60-year-old guy like yourself doesn't have to. But if you want to be a champion, you're going to do it. You know, and you might come home with a bruise on your somewhere. But you know what? You got to do those things. And we've got to understand that. And And we're going to do shot blocking in practice this week. So guys, if you're out there, just get ready. Put a little extra padding in your shin pads because we're going to do some shot blocking this week because for some reason we either don't have the technique, and I'll take the blame for that if we're not coaching it properly, or we don't want to, and then we have to get guys who are going to want to do that because it's unacceptable, and we've got to get better at that.
It is frustrating looking at the final score.
Well, it is. And Angus Redmond, 12 saves.
Looking at the shots.
12 saves. Matt Winches, 5 saves. 17 saves. Yeah. Antti Tolvanen, 38 saves. That's not good enough, you know, so we've got to get better in a lot of different areas. And I can't blame the goalies on all that either. I mean, PK, we should rotate. PK, we should block a shot, get a guy's stick. We can't leave him hang out to dry. So it's not on the goalies, but it gets frustrating. We've seen this act too many times. And one of the things, it's not all defense. We've got to bear down on scoring opportunities. We've talked about this. Like, we get some great opportunities, but we have to have some urgency and desperation offensively around the net. And, you get 3 goals at home, that should be enough to win. 3 goals on the road, good. So it's not like we're not scoring, but right now we're just not doing all the little things defensively. Like I said, Joe Sean, 10 shots or 10 scoring opportunities or less in a game is great. You know, you'd take that any day of the week. So we're doing a really lot of good things. We've just got to make sure we start doing a couple of those little things better, and we'll have success. And I like this team, Dirk. I still think there's, you know, a lot of hockey left to be played by this team.
All right. Well,
there. Don't I sound a little passionate about shot
blocking? We got
you riled
up. I'm excited now. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll start getting to some of the questions that are coming in. We'll also chat about the big series coming up with the Huskies and the Lakers. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Hey, sports fans. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Tax time is here. Let the tax professionals at Lake Accounting prepare and e-file your income tax return. The Affordable Care Act, identity theft, the earned income credit and education credits are just a few of the reasons you need the services of the tax professionals at Lake Accounting. Lake Accounting will ensure that you receive all of the credits and deductions that you are entitled to. Lake Accounting is ready to relieve the stress related to tax preparation. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake Accounting, located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies taking on Lake State this weekend in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. This is exciting, Coach. We always have the first round at a campus site, but knowing that if we could play a good couple of games or 3 games if necessary, we have a chance to host again in the second round. But boy, this Laker team is a scary team. We beat them earlier in the season, Coach, and we got some good offense against them. Beating them 6-1 and 4-2 in both of those games on the 11th and 12th of November.
Yeah, see, I like that. You're a forward, right, Dirk? Do you play forward?
I'm forward, yep.
I can tell because you right away go to the goals for. I look at the goals against 1 and 2. 3 goals against. So you and I are, you can tell you're not a coach yet. Someday you'll be coaching, you'll understand. But the less you give up, the more you have to get. And usually, if you're playing good defense, you're going to transition and get the puck more and get it back. But you're right. We had some things go in pretty easy the first night, I remember. So the second night, we had to really battle for the win. And that's what I expect this weekend. Doesn't matter who you're playing, whether it was Alabama, Huntsville, or Anchorage, or you know who gave us all sorts of fits, or Northern or Lake State. Anybody we're going to play in this round is going to be tough, and it will be for everybody in the league. So how would you like to be Bowling Green playing Ferris State?